Climb Cool Tech, November 13, 2006.
Climb Cool Tech, we're fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology,
the world is
anybody there.
And blind
here. Ah, oh, God, who put that wall there?
And all come together.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skeetcon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about blind people. I hadn't been able to talk with you guys for quite a while, so this is just kind of a catch-up podcast. I'm actually on my way to a Tai Chi class right now. Good boy, little buddy. For those of you that are new to the podcast, Jake, my guide dog, and I usually chat with you for about 40 minutes on our way to or from work. This will be a little bit shorter one because this place where I'm going, the Clifton Community Center, is really about three-fourths of the way to APH. So it's nice. I was just telling Bill today at work, it's really nice having a resource like that, and, you know, in walking distance even. I am, by the way, recording this on the Olympus WS320M using the Church Audio stereo microphones. Good boy, little buddy. People have got their trash cans out already for Tuesday morning. And the reason I'm using the Olympus, you can probably hear the leaves on the ground. Let's wait here just a second. Okay. Good boy. Crossing kind of a busy intersection here. The reason I'm using the Olympus is I broke the record jack on my Eddie Roll once again. And this time I didn't put stress on it. It just pretty well broke with normal usage. It makes me wonder if I really did put stress on it the first time. I have a friend here in town. Well, you guys know her, Barbara Henning. She's had the same thing happen to her Eddie Roll R09. So we probably need to, you know, be watchful of that and see if it's a predominant problem. So the Eddie Roll is back to Roland for servicing, and I tried to use my iRiver IFP 899, and because that thing really, really makes some good recordings, and I couldn't get it to record. I don't know what's, you know, I'm probably in some mode. I thought I pretty well had figured out a way to, get to a known point with that thing no matter what, but not working. So this Olympus, actually what got me to using the iRiver, I was recording the Tai Chi classes so I could practice later, you know. Not forget the steps. Oh, excuse me, I'm out of breath. Hey. And I tried it first week with the Olympus, and next week with the iRiver, just with this built-in mic clipped to my shirt, and even the So did I have automatic gain control? I think I did, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But that thing makes a beautiful recording. with some stereo mics and manual level setting. I was actually kind of ticked off about good boy, little buddy. How y'all doing? My dog there. I was actually kind of ticked off about that eddy roll break, and I lost a couple of great recordings. As you all know, I went to Nebraska for my uncle's 80th birthday here a few weeks ago. And did a couple of fun things. My sisters and I, and my sister's husband Joey, went into the world's largest corn maze. It's 44 acres, I believe. And oh, we had it was a great fun, good recording, but that one was ruined as well. And the best one though, I was my cousin, Uncle Tony, his son Anton Jr. He has a really interesting job. I guess you'd call him a mountain man, maybe. But very creative guy, and he goes to these rendezvous around the country and sells skulls of different animals, horse tails, you name it, just about anything. But anyway, so his two daughters were there. They're Sharon's 11, and the little one I think is 4. But anyway, Sharon is showing us around. They have a big greenhouse there. They have a business that they supply and care for plants too. But anyway, there's a room before you get into this big greenhouse where they clean the skulls and have there's all kinds of skulls hanging on the wall. I've checked out an antelope and an impala. But she's got this little area over to the side, and she talks about these, I call them maggots. She had some scientific name for them about how they use them to eat the meat off the skulls, you know. And I asked her why they didn't just, I thought they just bleached them. And, she's explaining that this doesn't harm delicate bones. Really smart kid. And she's out there picking up she feeds the donkey and picks up his hooves. And I asked her why she does that. And, I guess any farm person knows this. She says it's just to get them used to it. But I just can't picture, 11-year-old doing that, but of course they do. It's just, my kids grew up in the city, and so did I, really. So it was fun, and, the weirdest thing, too, we were out there talking, and this huge bird, I think they said it was a blue heron, not even really that familiar with birds, but this thing just falls out of the sky just a few feet from us. And I think I got that on the recording. But Dad and Uncle Tony were saying that he was flying kind of cockeyed anyway. One wing was all busted up. And we were talking later, and Miss Sharon says he was probably down there at the pond, and some canine wolf or whatever, or coyote, grabbed at him and got his wing, and this bird was able to get out of there, but he didn't make it far. Anyway, all that to say, sure messed up some really great recordings. Got another recording too of my dad and uncle telling old stories from when they were kids. Uncle Tony, I think, maybe 4 years older than that. And I might podcast some of that. It really is funny. Good boy, little buddy. I hear the church bells there. Frankfort Avenue's still busy at this time of night. A lot of people out too. Good boy. So, let me just tell y'all about a few things we're working on, what I've been up to. Like I say, just to catch you up. Let me get past this crowd of people here. Good boy. How about, excuse me, how about, attaboy. Not quite know what happened there. Alright. Boy, these days when I go to this Tai Chi class, sometimes I go home like I did today, and that makes for quite a long walk during the day. Okay, so. Good. Busy intersection here, excuse me. Speaking of busy intersections, I've nearly gotten hit. Well, that was a few weeks ago where I nearly got hit 3 days in a row, and I'm talking about really close. One morning it was raining, but I do wear a very bright yellow raincoat. Unfortunately, I think I need to get lights on it too. Bright blinking lights, in fact. But the traffic around here and everywhere has gotten so crazy. I know this is one of the big concerns at the guide dog schools. And I want to tell you that the Jake Budsters here literally saved my life the other day on the way home from work. Good boy, little buddy. We were crossing Peterson Avenue heading east. And it was probably about 4:45, or almost 5 anyway. And there was no traffic on front. Well, there was traffic as it went by when we hadn't crossed Peterson Avenue. And a lady was heading west and just bore straight down on us. And Jake literally threw himself backwards. And one of the things, if you know dogs, that they don't naturally do is go backwards. So when one does, you follow him, and I did. And I still felt the car. I couldn't help myself. I yelled at the person, called him a stupid something. But I got across the street and wiped my pants off. And, well, good boy. Okay. Good boy. And I hear this lady yelling. I thought I did anyway. Took a couple more steps. She yells again and stopped. She comes running up there saying how sorry she was. But she didn't see me because the sun was in her eyes. And I don't know. I don't know how you prevent that kind of situation. I know Barbara tells me, you know, she waits for quiet on every intersection, but there's a lot of times you just can't do that. I'm really considering starting to take the alleys to work. and waiting for quiet. Because there's not, you know, the alleys in the back roads, because there's not near as much traffic. Let me see how we're doing for time here. Well, good, yeah, sentence starts at 6:30, so we're in good shape. I just happen to have also been reading a report called the PSI here a few weeks ago, and that stands for the Pedestrian Safety Index. And it's a rating of how safe a particular city is for pedestrians, determined by number of casualties per year and whether it's increasing or decreasing, and of course the size of the population. The report really talks about the problem mainly being, as it is in this city, in the suburb areas, the fast-growing outskirts parts of towns where there are big roads, four or more lane roads, and no sidewalks. And people either try to cross those or walk on the shoulder. Good boy. But I just read in the paper today where there was a pedestrian hit at 6th and Main downtown here, and that was not the case. That's certainly not in the suburbs by any means. So this interesting fact, by the way, this report stated that pedestrian, they include both walking and bicycles, travel is the most dangerous form of transportation there is. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. Of course, you know how statistics are. They can be talking about per mile. Of course, you don't walk as many miles as you fly. So I don't know exactly how to calculate it. It's interesting report, though. I apologize that I don't know the URL for it, but I'll bet you could obtain it easily by doing a Google for Pedestrian Safety Index Report. By the way, if you haven't got the Google desktop bar, and there's a new Google toolbar too that you access your searches by hitting the control key twice.
Can't watch yourself going around this truck.
Okay.
The sidewalk.
All right. Do I need to go to the left here, or the other way? Okay. He's not going to back up on me, is he?
Watch the dog here. Concrete right here. Go right here and kill the truck.
Right in behind the truck.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. Left. Left.
Okay, stop right there. Comes the car. We'll take you around behind the truck.
Okay. Hey, Deb, hold on just a sec.
To your left, over here's the sidewalk.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Have a good one now.
Right on the sidewalk, yeah.
Left. Thank you, sir. Right. Good boy. Jake, you wanted to walk out in the middle of the street? See what our time's looking like. This pedestrian safety index, though, rated Louisville didn't get the greatest rating on earth, but I think the problem is more prevalent in those kind of quickly growing cities, maybe like Las Vegas and Phoenix, where they really are just expanding so fast that there's no way they can provide, or nor do they usually need sidewalks. I was telling Bill today, it's one thing I really like about this part of town. It's an older part of the city. But pretty much anything you need to is within walking distance. Or a very short cab ride away. Plenty of eating establishments, that's for sure. Anyway, I just wanted to, again, touch base with you all. And let you know what we've been up to. I guess there's been some controversy on the list. You know, anytime you have an email list, there's valuable information on there. But the more popular it gets, the more junk you get on there too. And you also get people that want to start messing with you too, right? Just to watch people's reactions. Well, they do it in the places where there's the most people. So, I honestly don't have an answer for what to do with this. You know, one could set up a forum and have people log in and make their comments, and then that way, if you know somebody acts up, you can ban them from posting any comments there. But there's ways around that too, and it really doesn't seem nearly as convenient to read in forum format as it does just to get everything as email messages, at least to me. And you know, I don't know, is it possible to set up an RSS feed of the forum posts and be able to reply to one of the messages from the RSS reader? Because, you know, honestly, the web interface is not, well, maybe with AJAX and some additional more sophisticated controls, it could be, but the standard HTML controls, the web is not. I mean, it's accessible, it's just not handy. It's difficult to, you have to listen to a lot of garbage, you have to click through to a lot of stuff. We've been using this program called Bugzilla. It is a nightmare for, I mean, it's accessible, yeah. But it's a nightmare just to try to use it. You have to wade through so much garbage. And you've seen these sites where, you know, it may be a questionnaire even or something, and you know, that you have to go through every radio button, every option, or then maybe a list of songs or whatever, and for each one there's, you know, five different formats instead of having it be a control where you can select or just list it out as buttons or links on the web page. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. We're just going to let it go, and you know, we have some good moderators. Good boy. That's it. Good boy. Now we're taking a left on a cliff. So, we are going to have to call it quits for today. One of the things I just did want to finish up saying is, you know, the list is good, and I'm all for keeping it. But I honestly cannot be a babysitter on that list. I just don't have the time or inclination. I just don't want to. Good boy. Turning right here into the Clifton Community Center, so I will go ahead and tell you all good evening, and I hope you have a great one. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
What a good doggy. Let's go right.